Love, unrequited, robs me of my rest. Love, hopeless love, my ardent soul encumbers. Love, nightmare-like, lies heavy on my chest. And weaves itself into my midnight slumbers.
When you're lying awake with a dismal headache and reposes to boot by anxiety, I conceive you may use any language you choose to indulge you without impropriety. For your brain is on fire, the bedclothes conspire of usual slumber to plunder you. First your counterpane goes and uncovers your toes, and your sheet slips demurely from under you. Then the blanketing tickles you, feel like mixed pickles, so terrible sharp is the pricking. And you're hot and you're cross and you tumble and toss till there's nothing left to do in the ticking. Then the bedclothes all creep to the ground in a heap and you pick them all up in a tangle. Next your pillow resigns, the pillow declines to remain at its usual angle. Will you get some repose in the form of a doze with hot eyeballs and head ever aching? But your slumbering teams with such horrible dreams, you very much better be waking. Will you dream you're crossing a channel and tossing about in a steamer from Harwich, which is something between a large bathing machine and a very small second-class carriage? And you're serving a treat, penny ice and cold meat, to a party of friends and relations. They're ravenous horde, and they all came aboard a Sloane Square in South Kensington stations. As bound to that journey, you find your attorney who started that morning from Devon. He's a bit undersized, and you don't feel surprised when he tells you he's only 11. Will you drive in that with this singular lad by the ship's now a four-wheeler? And you're playing round games and he calls you bad names when you tell him the ties with the dealer. When you're lying awake with a dismal headache and reposes to move my anxiety, I can see you may use any language you choose to indulge you without impropriety. For your brain is on fire, the bedclothes conspire of usual slumber to plunder you. First your counterpane goes and uncovers your toes, and your sheet slips demurely from under you. Then the blanketing tickles you, feel like mixed pickles, so terrible sharp is the pricking. And you're hot and you're cross and you tumble and toss till there's nothing to stew in the ticking. Then the bedclothes all creep to the ground in a heap and you pick them all up in a tangle. Next your pillow resigns, the lady declines to remain at its usual angle. Will you get some repose in the form of a doze with hot eyeballs ahead of a raking? But your slumbering teams with such horrible dreams, you very much better be waking. For you dream you're crossing a channel and tossing about in a steamer from Harwich, which is something between a large bathing machine and a very small second-class carriage. And you're serving a treat, penny ice and cold meat, to a party of friends and relations. A ravenous horde, and they all came aboard a Sloane Square in South Kensington stations. As bound on that journey, you find your attorney who started that morning from Devon. He's a bit undersized, and you don't feel surprised when he tells you he's only 11. Well, you're driving like me with a singular lad by the ship's now a four-wheeler. And you're playing round games, and he calls you bad names when you tell him the time's been a dealer. Well, that you can't stand, so you throw up your hand, and you find you're as cold as an icicle. And your shirt and your socks are black silk with gold clocks, crossing Salisbury Plain on a bicycle.
And he and the crew are bicycle stewards they somehow or other invested in. And he's telling the tars of the particulars of a company he's interested in.
It's a scheme of devices to get at low prices, all goods from golf mixtures and cables, which tickle the sailors by treating retailers as though they were all vegetables. You get a good space to plant a small trace of first segment's roots with a boot tree. And his legs will take root, and his fingers will shoot, and they'll blossom and bud like a fruit tree. The green grocery tree gives you grape and creepy cauliflower, pineapple and cranberry, while the pastry cook plant cherry brandy will grin and will puff sweet corners and manberries. The shires are a penny and ever so many are taken by Rothschild and Baring, and just as if you were a letter to you, you will win. You're a regular wreck with a crick in your neck, and no wonder you snore, for your head's on the floor, and your needles and pins from your soles to your shins, and your flesh is a creep for your left leg to sleep, a crime in your toes, and a fly in your nose, it's a fluff in your lung, and a feverish tongue, and a thirst, it's intense, the general sense that you haven't been sleeping in clover. But the darkness has passed, and it's daylight at last, the night has been long, ditto, ditto, my song, and thank goodness they're both of them old.